your work done at one dental office. We offer all services, whether it be routine care for all ages, braces, implant surgery, wisdom tooth removal, or root canals. All services can be done under IV sedation if you are anxious or afraid of the dentist. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwelsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best winter sports season.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
Ecoseal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation, waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, Ecoseal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Mount Hope Auction is offering the following sales next week, including a Mid-Ohio Pony Sale on the 7th, a Draft Horse Sale on the 8th, a Carriage and Tack Sale and Halflinger Sale on the 9th, and a Draft Horse Sale on the 10th and 11th. Check out their website for more information at www.mounthopeauction.com or give them a call at 330-674-6188. The Mount Hope Auction is located right in the heart of Mount Hope, and they are proud supporters of all Holmes County athletes.
It's time for Before the Tip, brought to you by Hubbard's Insurance in Millersburg.
In this day and age of single-parent living, you have a lot of things pulling at your strings. Insurance doesn't have to be one of them. At the Hobron Insurance Agency, our goal is simple. We want to make your insurance buying experience as easy and affordable as possible. Simply stated, we have the policies to fit your needs and budget. Hobron's Insurance will take the time to mold a policy just for you so you can get back to your busy lifestyle. Hobron Insurance, local-friendly people with your best interests in mind. Call for a quote today at 330-674-9091 and online at hobronsinsurance.com.
Aloha Highland Lady Hawks and basketball coach Brady Slaybaugh coming off that win over Green to advance on to the regional championship game. When you look back at that game, Brady, and easy to look at that final score, up by 22 to get that win, but only up by 7 points midway in the third quarter. You call the timeout. Your girls go on a key 15-0 run. What's the biggest difference in that run here that allowed you to kind of get that separation?
I think that, you know, that timeout, you can kind of feel everybody settled down a little bit. We locked in a little bit more on defense, knew what the game plan was there. And then, you know, ultimately everything looks better when you hit some shots. And that finally what we were able to do. But, you know, we felt like we could wear them down as the game went on. They didn't sub a ton and kind of end up what happened there. But, yeah, I thought our girls really battled hard. Played extremely hard, ended up doing extremely well on the offensive boards, which was good to see.
Hitting those boards, you get a chance to return to the regional finals. Of course, the big rematch here with Waterford. Of course, the game you lost in overtime to them a season ago. How much has this been a part of the mindset, the motivation going back to that game from a season ago?
Oh, I mean, we've had the picture hanging up all summer long. And, you know, coming into this game, it's a game that the kids are eager to get into. And, you know, it's one of those that you can't overthink it and you can't think about it all year because you still got to get back there. But, you know, Thursday night, the reality kind of set in that we got a chance to do it again. And ultimately, I mean, it's two phenomenal teams, and you know, they're so well coached. They play so hard. so fundamental. So it should be a fun one.
Obviously, a lot of good players on both sides, including Kendall Curry for Waterford. But also, yeah, the first player you think about certainly is Edie Wagner because of the matchup issue with her at 6'4". What do you remember about her? I guess maybe it helps get all, if it does, just to get a chance to go up against a player like that from last year.
You know, she just affects so many shots around the rim, so many, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 footers that you're used to, you know, having a good shot at. All of a sudden, you know, she's there and she affects all that kind of stuff. So, you know, hopefully keep her in check a little bit, kind of, you know, do a good job on the rebounds tonight. But, you know, she's such a tough guard. She's a phenomenal player. She's so smart, too. She knows when to come over and help side and, you know, take care of things. But, you know, Kendall Surrey also, she's a kid who hit the dagger against us last year and has only gotten better. And so, you know, our fans know about her. She had 25 points at the Classic. And so, yeah, should be a good one.
You know, we talk a lot about Joplin, rightfully so, with what she's been able to do throughout the course of the season here. But how key has Ellie Habecker been? You go back to that last game, she had another solid performance here. But just to be able to beat another player here that certainly has grown up a lot this year as a basketball player and able to take some of that pressure off inside and the way she's been able to score.
I mean, Ellie's been unbelievable. She's guarded some of the best kids in the state and has just continually gotten better. You think back to, you know, the matchup she had in Tuslaw, struggled a little bit. And then since then, the Alter kid's really good. Obviously, the Green kid who's going to Ashland, really good. You know, Riley Thomas. And so just all along the way, she's had really, really tough matchups. And, you know, she's going to start on Wagner tonight. And, you know, just another really tough matchup for her. But, you know, she's come such a long way, plays so hard. And, you know, has just developed her game into some great senior leadership.
The regards certainly good from the get-go throughout the season, but it seems like they've grown up a lot also the last couple of weeks. How have you seen that, I guess, also that progression for the guard play, especially during the postseason run?
Yeah, you know, I think seeing a little bit of success kind of builds on that confidence, and our guards are playing so confident right now, shooting the ball with confidence and really trusting all the work that they've put in. We've talked about that a lot, and so, you know, miss a shot or two in a row, it doesn't matter. You put in the work to have the confidence to knock down the next one, and so hopefully we can lean on that today.
All right, well, other than all those things, Brady, anything else as far as keys-wise tonight?
Make some shots, score one more point than they do, but you know, it defensively is where everything's going to start for us, and so we got to have clean defensive possessions, get rebounds, and then, you know, push that thing down the floor.
Brady, thanks for your time. As always, good luck tonight.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Matt.
That's the voice of Ohio Lady Hawks head basketball coach, Brady Schlabel.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Hobrins Insurance in Millersburg.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Schlabel Financial Services. After winning 6 state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Schlabel knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Schlabel Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Schlabel Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Freak Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Freak Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Freak Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church. Others are coaching youth. And some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric. Always here for their members. Always here for their community.
Lehman and Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
This, of course, is a rematch of last year's Division IV Regional Championship game that Waterford won in overtime over Highland 53-51, and that was a classic a season ago. Highland outshot Waterford in that game from three-point distance, going 11-23. That's 11-23 from three-point distance for 43% shooting. Waterford just 3-for-12 for 25%. However, Waterford had a big edge from two-point range, going 17-for-25 for 68%. Highland just 6-of-27 for only 22% shooting from two-point distance. And also Waterford, 10 of 16 for the foul line. Highland was 6-for-6. Waterford out-rebounded the Lady Hawks last year, 34-27. 17 turnovers for Waterford, 16 for Highland in that overtime win for the Lady Wildcats. In that game, Kendall Surrey had 18 points in the contest for Waterford. Also 17 points, 9 rebounds for the 6'4 junior at the time and now senior Avery Wagner. And also Elsie Malik had 7. For Highland last year in the losing effort, they were led by Ashley Mullett, who had 18 points, while Valerie Stutzman had 10 points and 5 rebounds. Joplin Yoder had 10 points and 7 boards. And Trish Troyer also had 5 points in the overtime win for Waterford in the regional finals last season. Waterford would go on from there to defeat Loudonville in the state semifinals 41-32, and then fell to Fort Loramie in the state championship game 42-29. As the state runner-up in D4 from last season. Stay tuned, more to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
Check out this opportunity in historic downtown Millersburg at 144 West Jackson Street with an asking price of $249,000. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions. This property has a potential 2 storefronts with a loading dock and a 2-bedroom apartment. It has off-street parking at the back and great exposure along Jackson Street. Bring your ideas for a business or invest for a good return. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Dan Miller at 330-763-4653 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Your home is where life happens. At Kime, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Kime Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio, or online at KimeHome.com. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
Highlands' losses this year coming to Strongsville in a 5-point loss, 52-47. Also lost two games in the Classic of the Country, the Kettering and Alter, 32-28, and a 47-29 loss to Brush, and then fell to Strongsville in the IVC Showcase to close out the regular season, 48-38. Highland has a record of 22-4 in the season. They, since that last loss, have won four straight in nine of their last 10 contests. Waterford's only loss this season, that came back on December 30th, after starting out the season off on 10 straight wins. They lost to Sheridan at home, 36-26. But since that loss back on December 30th, they've rattled off 14 consecutive victories, and their record is 24-1. Waterford averaging just under 50 points per game. Highland averaging 53.5 a game. Defensively, the Lady Wildcats allowing under 30 a game, while Highland gives up 33.5 a game on the defensive end. Highland, of course, the winners of the IVC South Division, IVC South Division champions. Waterford capture the outright Tri-Valley Hockey Conference title, going 10-0 in their conference play. We'll take a break, come back with more after this on WKLM.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have 73% lean fresh ground beef, $2.98 a pound. Gerber skinless boneless chicken thighs, $3.19 a pound. We also have USDA inspected bone-in pork loin rib chops, $2.79 a pound. USDA choice boneless top round roast, $4.98 a pound. USDA choice boneless top round steak, $5.18 a pound. And tender zucchini or yellow squash, $1.28 a pound. Plus, download your digital coupon for a crazy low price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us. 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Whether you're exploring faith for the first time or looking for a place to call home, Northside Church invites you to be a part of their growing community. Join them for services Sundays at 9 and 10:30 a.m., where you'll find inspiring messages and a welcoming atmosphere for all ages. And for 6th to 12th graders, Northside Student Ministry meets Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. during the school year. Visit them at 1207 Worcester Road, just north of Joel Pomeran Hospital in Millersburg. They can't wait to meet you at Northside Church.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com. Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home
Siding Contractors. Waterford won their regional semifinal game back on Thursday, 51-22. Highland Coeur State got on top of Green to win their game, 57-35. So Highland against Waterford to the right to move on to the Division 7 state semifinals. We know for sure Highland, the winner of this game, would move on to the state semifinals next Friday. Not sure about the details as far as time and opponent yet. They'll reshuffle things after this regional finals are all played here, but we know for sure it'll be next Friday in that state semifinals. We don't know the date as far as the time and also the location yet or opponent. We'll find that out certainly later on. McCoy alongside Jake Seidel for tonight's contest, and it is the rematch here, Jake. And as Brady Schneeball talked about, they've had this kind of circle on the calendar, a poster on the board, whatever you want to say here, and the Lady Hawks have certainly been ready for this opportunity to have another crack at it against the outstanding Waterford team.
Well, Matt, you and I did that game last year at Pickerington North, and I think we both looked at each other and we were speechless after we wrapped up. It was just left a bad taste in your mouth. I know it did for these players as well. And they came out on a mission this year. You know, every year they want to add a banner to the Reese Center, but I think even more so where they felt that they lost the game last year they should have won. I think they come in here as the underdogs in this contest, the visiting team. I think they want to come out here and show, no, we deserve to head back to the state tournament more than you do.
Two great programs. You think of Waterford, a lot of success here at this level here. They've won the three of their last five regional titles. Highland, of course, won the 19 regional titles in their school's history here. So two teams are used to being in this situation.
And that's going to make for one great battle. These are coaches, of course, Brady only in his third season, but he's been around this program basically his entire life. On the other side, you've got Jerry Close, 20 years at Barnaby Waterford, 420 wins, or at least that's what it was before the Classic in the country. So he's had a fantastic career leading the Wildcats.
Should be a fun one here tonight again. Highland against Waterford. We'd like to move on to next Friday's state semifinals. We'll be back around with the national anthem and the starting lineups after this on WKLM.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
And a reminder, the other game going on tonight here on YouTube and stream 2 at WKLMFM.com is Boys Division 5 District Championship Basketball from West Holmes. Garraway against Coshocton. Again, it's on YouTube, courtesy of Claxton Communications, and also on stream 2 at WKLMFM.com. And pregame underway for that. Of course, tip-off also for that at 7 o'clock tonight. This game also, of course, on YouTube, and also on the FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com on stream 1. Tonight's national anthem being brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. We'll be picking up the national anthem live here at the court momentarily.
The Lady Hawks of Highland High School. Your attendance and support of student athletes.
athletes and coaches is appreciated. Though both teams are rivals, they are expected to exhibit the qualities of good sportsmanship throughout the contest, and the administration of both schools requests the same from all fans. The officials assigned to this tournament game have met extensive requirements set by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and have been assigned based upon a process approved by the OHSAA's Board of Directors. Tonight's officials, Melanie Griffith, Monica England, and McLean Barad. And we have an alternate. Let's give a round of applause for Wayne Horsley. The athletes, coaches, and officials are guests of Logan High School. All fans are asked to respect the effort each of them has put forward in preparing for tonight's contest. We ask all attending to show courtesy and respect for fellow fans, officials, coaches, those administrating the contest, and of course, your team and your opponent. And as important today as ever, please respect the game. And let's get this game underway.
We'll switch gears here and go to the starting lineup. Says they're going to go ahead and do that now. Here tonight's starting lineup is being brought to you by Homeless Siding Contractors. Just off of State Route 39 in Millersburg. Now with the starting lineups, here's Jake Seidel.
Thanks, Matt. Highland, the visiting team on the scoreboard tonight, lines up like this. A 5'6 sophomore guard averaging 8 points a contest. That's Macy Mullen. A 5'10 senior forward averaging 6.3 and 4.8 rebounds a contest. That's number three, Ellie Haviger. A 5'5 junior guard averaging 7.4 points a game. That's number 11, Evie Mass. A 5'7 senior guard averaging 7.9 points a contest and 2.4 rebounds. Number 15, Trish Troyer. And a 6-foot senior post averaging 16 points a game and 8.5 rebounds. Number 35, Joplin Yoder. The head coach of the Hawks is Brady Schlabel. On the other side for the Wildcats, they'll line up like this. It'll be a 5'4 junior guard, number 3, Elise Malik. A 5'9 senior guard, wearing number 10, Kendall Suri. A 5'6 freshman guard, wearing number 12, Brindley Pottmeyer. A 5'10 senior forward, number 24, Avery Smithberger. And a 6'4 senior center committed to play at Purdue Fort Wayne, number 30, Avery Wagner. And Waterford led by head coach Jerry Close in his 20th season at the helm.
And the starting lineup's brought to you by Homeless Siding Contractors. Call for a home consultation at 888-725-6619 at Homeless Siding. We'll be playing the national anthem next on WKOM.
Mellery Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes in surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Mellery Paving at 330-279-9000. Mellery Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
tonight's a nice dash. We have it brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. Already underway, Avery Wagner a basket to start things off for Waterford. Then Trish Troyer in a backdoor cut. She banks it in. We're all knotted up at two apiece. Now Waterford has the basketball going from right to left. Logan passed out top Kendall Surrey. Had 18 points in that regional finals matchup last season against Highland. Adam Malik on the left wing. Bounce pass out top. Now grabbed by Smithberger. Back on the right side, Kendall Surrey. Tied up at two in the regional championship. Inside, Avery Wagner, the 6'4 senior. Wagner under the basket, cross court pass down to Smithberger. Out top to Elsie Malik. Malik to the foul line, to the lane, into the corner now to Smithberger. Inside, grab and layup no good by Pottmeyer. Rebound grab by Pottmeyer, however. Picks it back out top to Smithberger. Short dribble it to the foul line. Now to Wagner on the right wing. Out top to Malik. Back on the left side, Kendall Surrey. Surrey to the baseline. Surrey, layup off the glass. That's going to be good. 4-2 advantage now for Waterford, and Highland has the basketball. Here's Macy Mullen across the timeline, going left to right. Ball going to be kicked by Kendall Surrey, and Highland will retain possession of the basketball.
Surrey, the other Wildcat, college-bound, going to go play at Marietta next year.
McCoy alongside Jake Seidel. This game being video live-streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of Claxon Communications. Here's Joplin Yoder. Dribbles it to the foul line. Spins around to the lane. Her layup is going to be good. Joplin has her first two. We're tied up for a second time at four apiece. Full compressor on by Highland. Inbounded and grabbed by Elsie Malik. She'll race it across the timeline. Weaves her way out top. Malik now on the left wing, tied up at four apiece. Malik dribbles at top of the key now against Macy Mullen. On the right side, Smithberger gets it out top to Pottmeyer. Brittany Pottmeyer, who's left side on the pass, in the hands of Malik. Malik to the corner. Her pass kicked away by Macy Mullen. Of course, the Claxon Communication team consists of Casey Claxon, who is producing tonight's live stream coverage, and also Sammy Hall is working the camera as well. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's contest. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Michael Hammond back at the studio. In battle of the corner to the Curry. She'll get it handed off to Smithberger. Now to Wagner. Double team gets it out top. Received now by Malik. Her pass thrown away, stolen by Torrey Weaver, who just checked in. That's the first turnover on either team. Highland ball. Now to Joplin Yoder. Drive. Lane comes to a jump stop. Her shot's going to be knocked down. Joplin has four. Highland has their first lead at 6-4.
We knew that was going to be the matchup, Wagner versus Joplin Yoder, and so far it looks like Joplin might just have a little more mobility as she tries to cut to the baseline.
Malik to the corner, guarded by Mullet, gets out top now to Avery Wagner. Wagner, averaging 12 a game, just under 10 rebounds per contest. Out top, Smithberger. Drive, lane, back to the corner, stolen away by Macy Mullet. Mullet to the front court and transition the second Waterford turnover. Now to Trish Troyer, out top Macy Mullet. Mullet to the foul line, out top now to Torrey Weaver. On the right side, back to Trish Troyer. 6-4 Highland, they had the basketball. Troyer to the foul line, weaves it out top, gets the handoff back to Macy Mullet near that midcourt line to reset the offense. 5 minutes to play, first quarter. On the left side goes to Trish Troyer, out top Joplin Yoder. Yoder, jab step, her three-pointers up in the air. Going to be no good off the rim. Rebound to the floor. Weaver goes after it. She'll chase it down to the corner. Great job on the offensive board by Torrey Weaver to Mullet to Joplin Yoder. And going to be what?
And we got an illegal screen, I think. They're going to get Perrin Mishler on making contact down low. They've been trying to almost screen off Wagner whenever they're trying to get the ball to Joplin Yoder. And I think just a little too much contact that time.
First foul on either team, and also the turnover on Highland, and that'll be their first. It'll be Waterford basketball inbound near side in the backcourt. Avery Smithberger, the 5'10 senior, averaging 8 a game and 5.5 rebounds, inbounds it to Kendall Surrey.
Ooh, just got away with a big travel there. She had both feet sliding across the court.
Instead, they'll have it in the front court now. Here's Surrey out top, working against Weaver. Back on the right side, pass goes over to Brindley Pottmeyer. Pottmeyer to the foul line. Picks it up. Bounce pass goes to the corner now. Over to Ava Hurley. And a Pottmeyer out top to Surrey. On the left side, Smithberger. Inside Avery Wagner now on the left block. Back out top, Smithberger. Now with a three-pointer. Her shot no good. Rebound chased down by Perrin Mishler. Highland ball in a 6-4 lead. Midway point of the first quarter. Here's Evie Mass to the foul line. Her 15-footer blocked by Pottmeyer. Rebound to Avery Wagner. And Wildcats had the basketball. Surrey's pass to the corner. Received now by Hurley. Inside, deflected away by Evie Mass, though. And they'll get the steal to Torrey Weaver.
Three of the last four possessions for Waterford have ended in a Highland takeaway. These guards are just kind of getting in, trying to knock away the passing lanes or get those double teams and just jar that ball loose. And they're doing a good job.
Ball thrown away out of bounds off the hands, though, of Avery Smithworker. So Highland will retain possession of the basketball. And stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Millersburg Tire Service. Michael Handler reporting on the area tournament basketball scores for you. Inbounded to Macy Mullen. 6-4 Lady Hawks, 3.5 to play first quarter. Now to Evie Mass, pass to the baseline. Her shot going to be no good off the rim. Rebound goes to Smithburger. And she'll be have it tied up. Good job for Highland getting the hand on the basketball. And the arrow does point to Highland. So that'll be a turnover on Waterford after the rebound.
They're fourth of the ball game already. The Hawks defense just seems like they're trying to get in the heads, just playing up and getting in as much contact as they can get away with.
Pass by Habiger, knocked out of bounds by Kendall Surrey, and Highland will inbound it. Trish Troyer checking back in for Perrin Mishler. Out there with Macy Mullen, Ellie Habiger, Joplin Yoder, and Evie Mast.
Coach Laybaugh kind of changing up his substitution patterns here. Looks like he's just trying to make sure at least one of his guards has fresh legs every time they're on the court.
Habiger has it high in the left. Lobs it out top to the midcourt line. She's down by Macy Mullen. Now to Evie Mast. Back in the corner, Joplin Yoder. Yoder drives to the lane. Her layup is going to be partially blocked and grabbed on the rebound by Avery Wagner. Into the front court. Received now by Popmeyer out top. Back in the left side, Kendall Surrey. Surrey crossed over to the baseline. To the left block. Backs it in. Surrey layup off the last. No good. Rebound knocked out top to Popmeyer. To Wagner, left side, Smithburger, back inside to Popmeyer. Her layup is going to be good. Brindley Popmeyer has her first two. We're tied up for a third time at six apiece. Bullets to the front court for Highland. 2:38 to play, first quarter. Here's Trish Troyer high on the left side. Near midcourt, picks it up, lobs it back in the hands of Macy Mullen. Mullen with it high on the left side. Drive to the baseline, cut off to the corner. She'll find Evie Mast out top. Tied up at six. 2:20 to play, first quarter. Mast to Joplin Yoder on the right point against Wagner. Joplin to the right block, backs it in. Her shot blocked again by Wagner, and Wagner got the rebound. Well, she's a force in there.
I don't know how she didn't get called for a block there. She was moving backwards when there was a lot of contact made with the body.
Wagner thought about it, now dribbles it against Joplin Yoder. Tied at six. Pass goes to Surrey. Crosser pass left side, off the hands of Hurley, she'll corral it. Back inside, deflected, and grabbed by Wagner. Hell top now to Popmeyer. Back at the right side, here's Smithworker. Drive, lane, her layup going to be good. Some contact with Habiger, actually with Mullet, but no call, and she'll get the bucket. Smithworker has her first two, 8-6 lead now for Waterford. Bounce pass inside, Joplin Yoder. Double team, and they call her for the offensive foul. Call her for the elbow. Second team foul, Highland. Joplin Yoder has her first personal foul.
Now I can see why the official would call that. Joplin initiated the contact. Wagner was standing still, going straight up, but it looked like she might have leaned in. I think I would have been happy with a no call on that one.
At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game. A player receives a free T-shirt, courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Full pressure on. Waterford has it, and Surrey across the half-court line, and an 8-6 advantage. 1:20 to play, first quarter. Surrey, guarded by Torrey Weaver, spins around left side, and too much dribbling. 5-second violation. Great deny defense by Highland causes the fifth Waterford turnover.
And I just don't think Waterford ever really got their offense set up. They're just dribbling it up top, trying to get people to move around. No one's moving, no one's getting open, and you just run out of time.
Here's Macy Mullen. Bounce pass to Habiger, left of the foul line. Back to Mullen, left side. Gets the hand up out top and stolen away by Elsie Malik. Malik drive, lane, her layup at the last. No good. Rebound by Surrey. But Beck is going to be good. Surrey has four. 10-6 lead for Waterford. Highland ball, 50 seconds to play, first quarter. Macy Mullen right wing. Now to the baseline. Bump, no foul. Spins around, looking. Pair pass high on the right side goes to Trish Troyer. Troyer right wing, crossover out top. 40 seconds to go. Troyer to the baseline, to the corner, goes to Evie Mass. Mass, runner up in the air, it's going to be no good. Rebound is chased down by Ava Hurley. 30 seconds. Now to Smithburger in the front court. Smithburger to the bucket, falls down, and blocking foul will be the call and trying to chase it over there. It was Trish Schroeder to get that. The charge couldn't get to it in time to get set. 13 foul on Highland. Trish Schroeder has her first personal foul.
I think that's a foul you're okay with Troyer taking there. I don't think she was trying to get in there to take the charge. I think she was just trying to stop a bucket, and she did. And she also did it while it was still on the floor. That's a good defensive play by Trish Troyer.
Hurley has it out top. Now the sophomore bounce pass goes high on the right side to Kendall Surrey. 17 seconds to play, first quarter, and a four-point Waterford advantage. Back on the right side, here's Hurley. Out top to Kendall Surrey. Spins around out top. On the right point, goes in the hands now of Avery Wagner. Wagner's three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound, however, grabbed by Smithberger. Her putback is going to be no good. Rebound again, grabbed by Waterford, this time by Elsie Malik. And she'll be fouled with 0.4 seconds to play. That is the 14th foul on Highland. So foul on the floor, that's key, because now just 0.4 seconds to go. And Waterford to win beneath her own backboard. It'll be Avery Smithberger to inbound it. Her pass going to be grabbed by Surrey. Her shot up in the air going to be no good. And then I'll do it here for the first quarter. At the end of one, it is Waterford 10, Highland 6. This is girls regional championship basketball on WKLM.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Holmes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
Waterford basketball to begin the second quarter of action in a four-point lead. Inbounded to Brindley Pottmeyer. She'll dribble across the timeline, guarded by Edie Mast. Picks it up too soon. Pass left side goes to Elsie Malik. Malik on the left wing. Shovels it out top to Smithberger. Back in the left wing, back to Malik. Inside, corralled by Kendall Surrey. Back out top, Smithberger. Her 18-footer, no good. Rebound going to be knocked to the floor. Right rolled around into the hands of Trish Troyer. Highland has the basketball. Macy Mullet across the midcourt line in the second quarter. Her three-pointer's up in the air. It's going to be no good. Rebound to the floor. Chased down by Haberger. Haberger to the baseline. Her reverse layup. That's going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Elsie Malik. Wildcats basketball. Into the front court, grabbed by Smithberger on the left wing. Back out top, Brindley Pottmeyer, who has the basketball. On the right side, received by Malik. Malik against Macy Mullen. Back out top to Smithberger. Around the foul line now to Kendall Surrey. Back to Smithberger. On the left corner to Avery Wagner. Dumps it inside here, Surrey. Surrey, shut up in the air, going to be knocked down. Surrey has six, now a six-point lead for Waterford.
Shooting 3 of 5 from the floor and got that one in through a blocked attempt there. That's a great shot.
Inside, Joplin Yoder on the right block. Out top now, Trish Troyer. Troyer dribbles it. Gets the handoff, Macy Mullen. On the right side, Joplin Yoder against Wagner. Jab step to the foul line. Out top, Haberger. Haberger, drive lane. First scripture, high on the air, going to be no good. Missed the shot. Rebound, Joplin. Has it stripped away by Smithberger. Highland has their third turnover. And now Pottmeyer to the front court. They hand off to Smithberger, high on the right. Back to Pottmeyer. On the left side to Elsie Malik. 12-6 Waterford. Now a collision near the foul line. It's going to be a foul called on who?
I think they're going to get that one on Surrey for going through the defender.
First foul of the game on Waterford. First quarter numbers courtesy of Jake Seidel. Highland was 0-for-1 on three-point shots. Waterford 0-for-2. Highland 3-for-8 from two-point range. Waterford 5-for-10 for 50%. Neither team attempted the foul shot. Waterford out-rebounded Highland 10-2 in the first quarter. 5 turnovers for Waterford, 2 for Highland in that first quarter of play. On the left side goes to Trish Troyer. Dribbles it to the baseline. Now drive. Bucket runner by Troyer. No good off the rim. Rebound goes to Elsie Malik. And Wildcats basketball in a 12-6 lead. 6 minutes to play in the first half. Here's Pottmeyer out top. Crossover to the foul line. And off to the corner goes to Smithberger. Inside Surrey. Splits the double team, falls down. Now to Malik. Her three-pointer's going to be no good. Rebound goes to Evie Mass, but couldn't corral it. Somehow grabbed by Smithberger. Her bounce pass to Surrey, who lays it up and in. Not even sure how they got that, but they got the board in the bucket. Pass inside, Joplin Yoder corrals it. She'll be fouled right away by Smithberger as she was double-teamed. The second team foul, Waterford. Smithberger has her first personal foul. Mara Mishler and Tori Weaver also checking in for Highland. Haberger and Mass will check out.
Well, this has been a very physical game so far, and I think the officials might be trying to reel it in just a little bit.
Here's Macy Mullen out top. Finds Trish Troyer, 14-6 Waterford. Hands it off, Joplin Yoder on the right wing. Joplin, drive, lane, head fake. Her layup going to be good to the foul over Wagner that time. She got it. And now Joplin Yoder a chance for a three-point play. 13th foul, Waterford. And Wagner has her first personal foul for Highland. They're not going to stop attacking Wagner. They're going to have to find a way to get to that basket. And that time Joplin did.
And like I said earlier, I think Joplin has the advantage in the mobility category. She can get around better. If you can cause more of these fouls, just like we saw last year, Wagner got in a little bit of foul trouble in the ball game, and the Hawks were able to score.
Free throw, no good. Rebound goes to Wagner. 14-8 Waterford. They had the ball. Here's Surrey to the front court. Into the corner, received now by Hurley. Back to Wagner on the right wing. Inside goes to Kendall Surrey. Into the corner, back to Malik. Back out top goes to Pottmeyer. Dribbles it to the foul line. Cut off. Finds Hurley. Now inside to Kendall Surrey. Back in the left wing, Malik. Her three-pointer going to be knocked down. Elsie Malik with that bucket. Her first points of the game. 17-8 Waterford. On the right corner, here's Perrin Mishler to the foul line. Her 15-footer going to be no good. Rebound, tip of the hands of Wagner. Wildcats basketball. Here's Kendall Surrey. Spins around to the lane. Out top Wagner. Wagner, three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Macy Mullet. She'll take it herself to the front court. Pass goes right corner, Mishler. Mishler to the baseline. Cross-court pass to Weaver. Left side now deflected out of bounds by Waterford. Highland will keep the basketball.
You know, that's a strong drive by Mishler on the baseline. Able to even sling that one into the corner for Weaver through contact. They had someone wide open on the left wing there. They could have gotten it in.
Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash Plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83, Millersburg. Here's Joplin Yoder for a three-pointer. Going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Elsie Malik after that Yoder miss. Here's Wagner to the front court, inside Kendall Surrey. Surrey left block, her layup off the last, that's going to be good. Surrey has 6 in the quarter, 10 for the ballgame. Timeout Highland. 4:01 to play, second quarter. It's Waterford 19, Highland 8. This is regional championship basketball on WKLM.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
Are you nearing retirement? Do you want experienced help in deciding how to manage your retirement savings when you leave the workforce? Please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have more than 30 years of experience helping investors in Holmes County. Let's talk about the best strategy for you in deciding how and when to take withdrawals to enjoy the retirement you've been dreaming of. Securities are held by LPL Financial, member SIPC.
Waterford has began the second quarter on a 9-2 run. Waterford actually going back to the first quarter on a 13-2 run. And they have now an 11-point advantage as Highland trying to figure things out here the second half of the second quarter.
And the Hawks are getting pretty close to 8 minutes without a bucket here in a big scoring drought. I'd love to see the numbers on that.
Mishler's pass out top to Joplin Yoder, left wing Tori Weaver. Weaver dribbles it, falls down, and she'll be fouled by Waterford, their 14th foul of the quarter. And that'll be on Elsie Malik, her first personal foul. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Millersburg Tire Service.
Hawks going to be in the bonus for the last 3:50 of the half.
Inbound into the backcourt to Evie Mash. She'll cross the half-court line. Mash down top. Spins around. Bounce pass right side, Joplin Yoder. Yoder to the right block. Spins around her, shot up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound by Weaver, put back by Weaver, is going to be good. How does she do it? Tori Weaver. Big bucket for Highland. They're down 19-10. Waterford basketball. Here's Wagner to the front court. Gets the handoff. Elsie Malik. Malik. Cross-court pass Smithberger. Now on the left side. Goes to Pottmeyer. Out top, Kendall Surrey. Back in the left wing is Smithberger. Looking. Gets a pass over to Elsie Malik, top of the key. Guarded by Perrin Mistler. Now to Wagner on the right wing. Back out top, here's Pottmeyer, dribbles into the foul line. Poked loose by Habiger, she'll get the steal. Habiger to the front court. That's the seventh turnover. Three-pointer by Mistler, meanwhile, going to be no good. Rebound, corralled by Wagner. Wildcats basketball. Long pass going to be stolen away by Joplin Yoder. Turnover number 8 now on the Wildcats, and Highland has the basketball again, down by 9. 2:45 to play, second quarter.
Now, Wagner's been all over Joplin Yoder really since midway through the first quarter. I wouldn't be surprised to see maybe some more screens start coming in.
Here's Habiger. Her shot is good. Ellie Habiger, her first two of the game. Highland down by 7 now, 19-12.
And that's what Highland really needs. They need Ellie Habiger to take that big step and help here with Joplin kind of being knocked down in the second quarter.
Pottmeyer across the timeline. Bounce pass, right side Malik. Bobs it to Wagner in the corner. Nice look goes to Surrey. Her layup going to be good and a foul on Weaver. Kendall Surrey a chance now for a three-point play. A huge second quarter. Kendall Surrey, first team foul of the quarter on Highland. And that foul called on Tori Weaver.
She's shooting 6 of 8 from the floor by herself so far in this one. She's really just having a big game for Waterford.
Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years. Located in Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text them 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs. That free throw up by Surrey, she'll knock it down. 9 points in the quarter, 13 for the ballgame. Kendall Surrey, 22-12 lead now for Waterford. 2:05 to play, second quarter. Mullet to the corner. Pass inside to Habiger. Right side now, Evie Mass. Mass, three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound to the floor is corralled by Joplin Yoder. Her pass to Mast. Mast to the paint. Has a poke loose out of bounds. No. As he's off of Mast. It looked like that was knocked out of bounds off of Waterford's hands, but Waterford's going to have this basketball, apparently.
Brady Schlabel arguing with the official on the near side, or I should say lobbying with it, saying she had her arm hit there, but the official's not going to convert here.
Interesting. 2:148 and counting second quarter. Here's Surrey to the front court. Wildcats basketball. They have a 10-point lead. Surrey shovels a cross-court pass down to Ava Hurley. She'll dribble it out top. Now to Smithberger. Back in the quarter now. Goes over to Brindley Pottmeyer. She'll find Surrey on the right wing. She'll dribble it to the foul line. Out top down to Hurley. Hurley drive, lane. Her layup with the glass. No good. Rebound, Joplin Yoder. Yoder takes it herself across the timeline. Now to Habiger. Habiger to the baseline. Habiger head fake. Her shot blocked by Wagner. Rebound grabbed by Smithberger. Back inside to Surrey. Kendall Surrey, her layup is good. 12-point lead for Waterford, 24-12. 1 minute to play in the half. Mullet, who's left wing the pass out of Trish Troyer. Back out top, Evie Mast. Under a minute to play in the half. On the left wing, grabbed by Trish Troyer. Troyer to the baseline. Her pass goes to Joplin Yoder. Her layup is going to be no good. Gets her own rebound. Wrestles it away. Going to call a held ball. But the arrow points over to Highland. 46 seconds to play in the second quarter. Joplin Yoder. It is her birthday today. Happy birthday, Joplin Yoder. Her 18th birthday here in the regional championship for Joplin. And inbounded by Mullet, but up before a foul's going to be called. I believe Wagner knocked Mullet to the floor.
She just bulldozed Tori Weaver to the floor there. Jerry Close is arguing, saying that
that's the fifth team foul.
That should have been a moving screen, but either way, that's going to be the second on Wagner. As Close still lobbying about that call.
So five team fouls should be a double bonus situation. And you mentioned that would be Wagner's second personal. And at the foul line, Trish Troyer. 5'7" senior, averaging 10.5 a game, 3 rebounds per contest during the tournament trail. And Troyer's free throw's up, and she'll knock it down on the first attempt. 3 points so far tonight. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game, as that player receives a free T-shirt, courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Second free throw by Troyer, that's going to be good as well. 24-14 Waterford. Fulker presses on. Inbounded to Brindley Pottmeyer. Back over to Surrey. Now to Smithberger. Into the front court. Received now by Pottmeyer. Back to Surrey. Back in the corner now. Received now by Hurley. Left wing back to Smithberger. She'll dribble it to the top of the key. It's the handoff back to Kendall Surrey. 30 seconds to play, second quarter. Here's Ava Hurley out top. Back to Smithberger on the right point. Dribbles it now. Bounce pass goes to the corner to Hurley. Back to 20 seconds. Out top. Now to Pottmeyer. 17 seconds. Pottmeyer to the foul line. Right side back to Ava Hurley. Down to 13 seconds. Out top, Kendall Surrey now on the dribble. Surrey to the foul line. Lane, her runner going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Kendall Surrey, and she'll be fouled on the floor by Macy Mullett. Second team foul on Highland. Mullett has her first personal foul with 4 seconds to go in the first half.
They did wave off the bucket. The ball had gone through the net, but they're saying that foul was on the floor.
Kendall's be a Smithberger now to win that, but he threw him backboard. Her pass goes to Wagner on the right wing. Dribbles at 2 seconds to go. Wagner, shot up in the air, going to be no good. And that'll close out the second quarter. Halftime score, girls, Division 7 Regional Championship Basketball from Logan. It's Waterford 24 and Highland 14. Back around the recap, the first half for you on WKLM.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Humble Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at humblegrp.com.
If you or a loved one needs physical, occupational, or speech therapy services, trust the team at Walnut Hills in Walnut Creek. Walnut Hills has been awarded a high-performing rating from U.S. News. The data used to determine that rating shows a higher percentage of Walnut Hills rehabilitation residents return home than the state and national averages. And the rehospitalization rate for Walnut Hills residents is about half of the state and national averages. Walnut Hills offers both inpatient and outpatient therapy services. To learn more about the results-driven therapy services at Walnut Hills, call 330-893-3200.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The March Pizza of the Month is Sweet Heat Supreme Pizza.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It is halftime in girls Division 7 regional championship basketball from Logan. Waterford has a 10-point lead, 24-14 over Highland. Waterford led 10-6 after the one in the first quarter of the saw three ties and two lead changes. Waterford had that 4-point lead. Then they would outscore Highland 14-8 in the second quarter. And Waterford a 10-point advantage, 24-14 at the half. Leading the way for Waterford, that was Kendall Surrey. She was outstanding in that first half of play. As for Surrey, she was 7-for-10 from two-point range and 1-for-1 for the foul line. Kendall Surrey led all scorers for the first half with 15 points. After that, 3 points scored by Elsie Malik. Avery Smithberger had 2 points, also two apiece for Avery Wagner and Brindley Popmeyer, running out the Wildcats' total of 24. For Highland, leading the way, that was Joplin Yoder in the first half, as Joplin was 0-for-2 on three-point tries, 3-for-7 from two-point range, 0-for-1 for the foul line. Joplin Yoder had 6 points. Also, 4 points scored by Trish Troyer and two apiece for Ellie Hadberger, as well as Tori Weaver, rounded out the Highland point total of 14. Finals, the score here at halftime, it's a Waterford 24, Highland 14 at the half. Now with the first half team numbers, here's Jake Seidel.
Thanks, Matt. Highland 0-4 from downtown in the first half, in 7 of 18 from two-point range for 39% shooting, combined 7 of 22 from the floor so far tonight. On the other side, Waterford 1 of 5 for 20% from downtown, 10 of 19 for a whopping 53% from two-point land shooting, combined 11 of 24 for 46% from the floor. Highland 2 of 3 from the charity stripe for 67%, 1 of 1 for 100% for the Wildcats. A big edge in rebounding for Waterford, 19 to 10, but Waterford has turned the ball over 5 more times, 8 compared to 3 by Highland.
Individual rebound leaders for Waterford. Avery Wagner had 6 rebounds in the first half. 4 boards for Avery Smithberger. She had 2 at the offensive end. Also 4 rebounds for Elsie Malik. For Highland, it was Joplin Yoder who had 4 rebounds. She had 3 at the offensive end. And also 2 boards for Tori Weaver. Halftime score, it is Waterford a 24-14 advantage over Highland. Again, as we were talking about, for Avery Wagner with the 6'4 frame, so tough to shoot over. She's shown that already in the first half defensively. And Kendall Surrey getting the done on the offensive end.
When you look at Wagner, I think you come out in this ball game, the Hawks doing a good job kind of on those switches, those handoffs, trying to fool her and keep her away. She doesn't have the same moment or movement capabilities that a few of these other Hawks do when they get down low, but she's getting down there, getting hands on basketballs, and just able to knock them away. On the other side, Surrey showing why she's going to go play for Marietta next year, hitting shots, getting and ones. It seems like anywhere she's shooting, any angle, she's able to at least get it off the rim, if not straight through the hoop.
With that said, Highland down by just 10 and a half here, so still very much in this ball game going into this critical part of the third quarter coming up.
And they need to come out here on all firing on all cylinders. They need to either get things going from beyond the arc or just start driving in at Wagner and the other defenders, try to get them in foul trouble, because if you take Wagner and her height off this court, that's going to make it a lot easier for the three-point shooters to get going.
Winner moves on to the state semifinals next Friday. The halftime score, Waterford 24, Highland 14. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
Looking for a partner who will bring your vision to life? Tecton Engineering in Berlin is your go-to for civil, residential, and commercial engineering. Customizing their approach to suit your unique needs. And for creative design that sets your project apart, trust brick and banister design. Whether it's residential or commercial, they specialize in innovative design and construction drawings to keep your project on track, on budget, and exactly as you envision. Visit tecton-eng.com and brickandbannersdesign.com today. Call 893-0230. Proud supporters of the Highland Hawks and West Holmes Knights.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobren from Hobren's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors. The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church. Others are coaching youth. And some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric. Always here for their members. Always here for their community.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Reminder, this game is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of Claxton Communications. Casey Claxton is producing tonight's live stream coverage. Sammy Hall is working the camera. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage of tonight's game. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com and Stream 1. Michael Hammond's back at the studio. Also a reminder, on YouTube tonight, courtesy of Claxton Communications, and also on Stream 2 at WKLMFM.com. We have the Garraway Coshocton game going on right now. That's Boys Division 5. District Championship Basketball from West Holmes. At halftime, Coshocton a 22-19 lead over Coshocton, so a tight game there as they'll go into the second half. Again, that game also live streamed on YouTube tonight. It'll be Waterford ball to begin the second half at side court. Kendall Surrey inbounds it into the hands of Brindley Pottmeyer, going from left to right. Guarded tightly by Evie Mass. Pottmeyer to the right wing. Out top now to Kendall Surrey. Back on the left side, Smithberger, left of the foul line, Wagner back inside. Layup by Smithberger, no good. Rebound goes to Ellie Haviger. Highland ball going right to left in the second half. To the left corner goes to Trish Troyer. She'll find Macy Mullen out top. Mullen dribbles it near the midcourt line. Fast left to the foul line, Joplin Yoder. Dribbles it out top. Joplin, drive, lane. Kicks it left wing, but stolen away. Steal by Malik. Malik in transition, gets the hand up. Back inside to Malik. Her layup is good. Will give a go. And Malik at the pass from Pottmeyer. And Malik now has 5 points. Here's a drive to the right block by Macy Mullen. Back out top to Haviger. She'll back it up near the midcourt line. Haviger, right wing. Cross-court pass left side. Trish Troyer. Troyer to the baseline. Her runners up there are going to be no good. Missed everything. Rebound chased down to the opposite corner by Wagner. Wildcats basketball. Into the corner goes to Malik. Up 26-14. They had a Pottmeyer high on the left. Dribbles the top of the key. Pottmeyer's bounce pass goes right side to Smithberger. Spinning around. Dribbles it. Close to double dribble there. Gets a left wing now over to Pottmeyer. Pottmeyer to the foul circle. Outs up. She'll find Malik to the corner. Hits the handoff to Kendall Surrey. Surrey dribbles the top of the key. Back on the right side to Smithberger. Dribbles it to the corner, to the baseline, double team, inside of the pass. Goes to Kendall Surrey, left wing Wagner. Her look inside, nice look to Smithberger, but she missed the layup. Rebound out of bounds off of her hands, and Highland will have the basketball. Highland basketball, they're trailing by 12 right now with 6:23 to play in the third quarter. Matt Coy alongside Jake Seidel for tonight's broadcast. Girls Division 7 Regional Championship Basketball from Logan. Macy Mullet to the front court. Dribbles the left wing. Now has it out top. Left side, Trish Troyer. Her 3-pointers up in there going to be no good. Rebound goes to Wagner. Wagner double team and not close. But they're going to call a foul on Highland. And that's going to be their first team foul of this quarter.
That's the 8th rebound for Avery Wagner so far in this game.
Stay tuned tonight to High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by Millersburg Tire Service.
And that's going to go against Joplin Yoder. The referee put up 25, but that'll be Yoder's second foul.
And full pressure is on by Highland. Smithberger to inbound. Does so to Kendall Surrey. Back to Smithberger. Her pass in the hands of Pottmeyer. Back to Smithberger. Goes to Wagner. Back to Smithberger. She'll cross the half-court line and dribbles it high on the left. Back out top to Kendall Suri. Back in the left wing to Brindley Pottmeyer. She'll dribble it top of the key. Works it against Edie Mass. Back in the left side, Elsie Malik. 26-14 Waterford. Inside the paint, goes over to Kendall Suri. Her shot no good. Rebound to the floor. Grabbed by Suri. And then she'll be fouled after the board. So after she missed it, got her own rebound, draws the foul. And that'll be the second team foul now on the Lady Hawks in this third quarter.
I believe that's Mullet that's picking that one up.
Her second personal foul. And Waterford will have this inbounds pass beneath her own backboard. Winner moves on to the state semifinals next Friday. Smithberger to inbound, does show to Avery Wagner out top. Wagner on the left wing. On the right point, Elsie Malik. Right side now to Pottmeyer. Dribbles it to the baseline. Cut off by Perrin Mistler in the game now. Back to Malik. Out top now to Avery Wagner. Right side back to Pottmeyer. Her three-pointer no good. Rebound chased down by Tori Weaver. Highland ball down by 12. Macy Mullet to the front court. 5:15 to play, third quarter. Mullet calls out to play. She'll find Mistler. Left wing, now the Trish Troyer. Troyer dribbles it. Out top, Mistler. Mistler to the foul line. The lane. The runner off the glass. No good. Rebound goes to Pottmeyer. Wildcats with it. Pottmeyer. Kicks the right wing back to Suri. Out top, Smithberger. Hit the Wagner. Wagner three-pointer's no good. Rebound tipped to the corner. And grabbed by Weaver. She'll be knocked to the floor. A big rebound by Weaver to the corner. She collided with Smithberger. And that's going to be the second team, I believe the first team foul rather, on Waterford. Smithberger has her second personal foul, and she is slow to get up, as is Tori Weaver as well.
Man, they are both down there. That's a hard hit.
Just a big hustle play. Both players kind of going after that ball, but Weaver had it already, and then she came colliding in there. So both players will be okay, but they'll be a 10-2 right now as we speak with 4:48 to play in the third quarter. Smithberger onto her feet right now. Weaver still being looked at. 26-14. It is Waterford in the lead. We'll take an injury timeout. This is regional championship basketball on WKLM.
Firestone Farm tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
Tori, we were able to get under up on her own feet, under her own power here, but still being talked to here. We'll see if she'll have to check out, looks like, and we'll look to see what her situation will be here going forward. But Weaver, just love the hustle by her tonight. She's gotten several hustle rebounds here for Highland. That's kind of what she does for this Highland team.
Yeah, I hope she's okay. They have her sitting on the Waterford bench, actually. The trainer's taking a look at her. Of course, great training staff here at the tournament. But it just a hard play. You hate to see it happen. You just hope she's able to come back.
Smithberger also out. Did not look to be shaken up quite as much, but we'll see what happens with both players going forward. Highland basketball resume action with under 5 minutes to play, third quarter. Now to Trish Troyer, left wing now to Evie Mast. Out top, Joplin Yoder. Joplin dribbles it to the foul line. Her three-pointer, top of the key, going to be in and out. No good. Rebound to the floor. Chased down by Perrin Mistler. Now to Macy Mullet. Mullet to the foul line. Mullet to the right block. Out top now to Edie Mast. Mast to the foul line. To Lane. Inside Joplin Yoder. Yoder under the basket. Hicks it out top. She'll throw it away. Here's a steal by Kendall Suri. Suri to the basket. Her layup is going to be good. Suri has 17, 28-14 lead for Waterford.
And Suri just getting everything she puts up to fall so far.
Three-pointer by Mishler. Going to be no good. Rebound Joplin Yoder. Joplin. Head fake, put back, no good, but she'll draw a foul this time on Avery Wagner. Second team foul, Waterford, and Wagner now has her third personal foul. So Joplin Yoder is at the foul line, and she has 6 points so far tonight. Stop by the jewelry store to see the large selection of diamond earrings in different styles, along with sterling silver and a 14-karat gold jewelry. They have a wide range of merchandise for you. That's the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Free throw good by the birthday girl, Joplin Yoder. She has 7 points down. Highland down 28-15. And Highland trying to really needing to make some headway here on this latter part of this third quarter of play. That free throw up, that's going to be good. Joplin Yoder averaging 17 a game, 8.8 rebounds per contest during the tournament run. Waterford beats the press. Bounce pass goes to the corner now to Ava Hurley. Back to Wagner on the left point. Her pass can be thrown away on the steal by Macy Mullen. Mullen back across the timeline. She'll find Mishler to the corner. Back to Mullen. Mullen dribbles it. Back to Mishler on the right side. Takes it out top. Inside goes to Habiger. Head fake. Her shot left hand. No good. Rebound to the four. Is going to be knocked out of bounds off the hands of who? Going to be off of Waterford. They're going to say.
There's going to be a foul call.
That would be the 13th foul Waterford in this third quarter of play.
And I believe they put that up for Pottmeyer.
First personal foul on her.
The official down low called it a ball out of bounds. Official up top overruled her.
Embedded and deflected, grabbed out top by Joplin. No, off of her hands across midcourt, and Highland gets the turnover anyway.
Well, that's a great save there by Joplin Yoder. She realized that there were two Wildcats coming, and instead of letting them pick them up and have a lane to the basket, touch the ball and make them have to inbound it.
And at side court will be Wildcats basketball in a 12-point lead. 3.5 to play third quarter. Embedded goes to Pottmeyer. She'll dribble it across the timeline. Takes it right wing. Pottmeyer to the right block. Spins around. Nice move. Her layup is good. Brindley Pottmeyer has four. 14-point lead now for the Wildcats. Here's Macy Mullet. Right side. Pair of Mishler. Mishler dribbles it to the baseline. Foster pass to Mast. Out top to Habiger. Her three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound goes to Wagner. Wagner's pass deflected and grabbed now by Malik. Now to Kendall Suri on the cut. She goes to the right block and stumbles, gets called for traveling. Turnover on Waterford, and they're now up to 11.
Jerry Close not happy with it. If she wasn't called a travel, it was going to be called a charge because Habiger was set.
Yeah, turnover either way. Highland ball down 30-16. 3 minutes to play, third quarter. Here's Habiger on the right wing. Out top now to Macy Mullet. Mullet looking for the backdoor cut. Didn't get it. There's the drive by Mishler. Right side now to Habiger. Habiger has it knocked away. Going to be a hell ball that time by Elsie Malik, but the arrow does point to Highland.
That's just an athletic play there to hold on to that one.
Good quick hands, and now Highland to win at it. Midway into the front court on the far side. As Smithberger does check in, of course, after the collision, she will check back into the game and she'll replace Avery Wagner. Of course, Weaver still on the bench for Highland. 30-16. Waterford in the lead. Highland ball. Habiger inbounds and out top. Joplin Yoder. Joplin to the foul line. Joplin. Her shot up in the air. Going to be good at the foul. Joplin Yoder muscles it home. And now a chance for a three-point play. Joplin Yoder has all 4 points for Highland in this third quarter. Makes it a 30-18 ball game. Smithberger has the foul. That's her third personal, 14 fouls on the Wildcats. Free throw up going to be good by Joplin Yoder.
Highland needs to take advantage of this time that Wagner's on the bench because I don't think it's going to be very long, even though she does have three fouls.
Here's Malik, cross-court pass right side to Hurley. Back out top, Smithberger. On the left side, here's Malik. They'll work the ball around the perimeter. Cross-court pass right corner now to Hurley. Hurley to the right block. Backs it on Mishler. Now right side over to Smithberger. Grab the foul and juggle it, and grabbed now by Smithberger. She'll throw it away to Perrin Mishler. Mishler on the fast break after the 12th turnover on the Wildcats. Goes out top to Macy Mullet. Mullet three-pointer up, and they're going to be no good off the rim. Down to the corner, grabbed by Joplin Yoder. Joplin, cross-court pass outside. She'll throw it away. Stolen by Brindley Pottmeyer. And transition. Nice look inside. Goes to Suri. She'll bank it up and in. Suri has 19. Timeout called 1:48 to play, third quarter. It is Waterford 32, Highland 19. This is regional championship basketball on WKLM.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have Gerber's Fresh Boneless Skinless Drumsticks, $2.99 a pound. USDA Choice London Broil, $4.98 a pound. We also have USDA Choice T-Bone Steak, $10.78 a pound. Bone-in Sirloin Pork Roast, $1.89 a pound. Oscar Mayer Lunchables, $1.98. 3-pound bag of Cara Cara Red or California Navel Oranges, $2.98. And sweet cotton candy grapes for $3.98 a pound. Plus, download your digital coupon for a crazy low price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rody's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game as that player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel and Broidery and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Highland has the basketball out of the timeout, trailing by 13 right now. 1:45 to play in the third. Macy Mullet to the front court. Dribbles the left wing. Inside, Joplin Yoder juggles it, grabs it on the double team. Joplin stumbles, falls, and gets a pass off somehow to Evie Mast. Now the handoff, Macy Mullen. Highland tries to reset things.
Waterford wanted to travel there. I don't think they're going to get it just because the ball was not in possession. It was between Yoder's legs there, and that could have saved it.
Wagner still out. Pass inside, Joplin Yoder, and knocked into bounds off the hands of Pottmeyer. Good, but Waterford credit, though, doing everything they can with Wagner out of the game, the double team, and make it tough for Highland to get that ball in the Joplin Yoder.
Hawks are just having a hard time getting shots to fall, and now having a hard time really moving the ball around. Is official finally going to come in and talk to Joplin Yoder? And now Jerry Close screaming at the other end of the court. It's getting heated.
Here's a drive by Joplin Yoder. She draws a foul after she had a wide open layup, the foul right before that. Brinley Pottmeyer. That's the 15th foul, so they'll double bonus the rest of the way. Pottmeyer has her second personal foul. So two free throws, Joplin Yoder. 1:14 to play, third quarter. One official showing that you get the two free throws as they're getting set the inbound, but now identifying it is the bonus situation. Joplin Yoder has 5 points in the quarter, 11 for the ballgame.
You've got to hit these free throws. You got to climb back in this one while the clock is stopped.
And that free throw is up there. Going to be good. Got the bounce. One more to go. Highland within 12 now. Trying to stay within striking distance going into the fourth quarter. This free throw, that's up. That's going to be no good. Rebound is grabbed by Kendall Suri. She'll be knocked to the floor by Hamburger going after that rebound. And that'll be the 13th foul on Highland. Hamburger has her first personal foul.
Hamburger had a hand in there just on the ball, and then you saw Suri turn around and almost just turn into a bear hug there. Right idea there to just try to get the hand on the ball. Just when Suri turns like that, there's not much you can do. You're going to fall over.
Both players going after that basketball. Just good hustle. Full pressure is on by Highland. Here's Smithberger to inbound. She does so to Kendall Suri. Back to Smithberger. Now over to Elsie Malik. Back to Smithberger in the backcourt. Her pass received now by Suri. Suri dribbles it now herself across the timeline. To the foul line, to the lane. Suri, layup left hand. That's good. Kendall Suri. What a ball player she is. And she'll draw a foul on Macy Mullet. And Suri, a chance now for a three-point play.
10 of 14 from the floor. And one of one from the charity stripe, having a chance to go back to it now.
Just no answer for her. She has 6 points in the third quarter, 21 for the ballgame. Mullet has her third personal foul, 14th foul on Highland. 1 minute to play in the third. Suri with the free throw. That's going to be good. Now a 15-point lead all of a sudden for the Wildcats. That was Wagner with Wagner on the floor, on the bench, I should say. Here's Bass Pass. Goes to Trish Schroyer on the left point. Inside, Joplin Yoder. Back in the left corner to Haberger. Back to Trish Schroyer. Schroyer, runner-up of the air, going to be good. Trish Schroyer has 6. First time a player scored other than Joplin Yoder in this third quarter for Highland. Here's Suri. She'll be tripped up in the backcourt. A foul on Perrin Mishler, her second. $15,000 though now on Highland, so a now double bonus.
Yeah, just two team players colliding when they're trying to both either protect the basketball or go for the basketball. And it looks like Mishler might have just slipped there as she was trying to get a little poke check in.
And Sori at the foul line. 22 points for her tonight, looking to add on to that total. 35-22 Waterford. Winner moves on to the state semifinals next Friday. Highland trying to get there for the second time in the last 3 years. Or of course, for Waterford, trying to get there for the second year in a row. Reminder also on YouTube tonight in Stream 2, we had the Garaway-Coshocton game, Boys Division 5 District Championship basketball. It's being played over at West Holmes. That's on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of Claxton Communications, and also in Stream 2 on WKLMFM.com. First free throw, no good by the senior Kendall Sori. Second free throw, that's up. That's going to be good. Highland basketball. Here's Evie Mast. Mast to the front court. Pass inside goes to Joplin Yoder. Backs it in under the basket. Joplin shot up, and they're going to be no good. Rebound goes to Brindley Popmeyer. She'll find Sori to the front court. Nice look inside. The Malachar layup is good. Malachar 7. Inbounded down to Evie Mast. She'll take it across the half-court line. Inside, Joplin Yoder on the right block. Joplin double-team and gets called for an offensive foul.
They're going to say she put her shoulder in there, and, you know, I...
Wow.
They're going to say it was the elbow. Now, Brady Schlabel really not happy with the call on the far sideline.
Third personal on Joplin Yoder. Turnover number 7 on Highland. And Waterford, all of a sudden, a 16-point lead with 7 seconds to play in the third. Joplin checks out. Obviously, you have to get right back in there in the fourth with Highland down by the 16-point deficit. Here's the baseball pass. Front court stolen away by Mister. No, grabbed off the ricochet by Malik. Into the corner now. Goes to Ava Hurley. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound out of bounds to close out the third quarter. At the end of three, it is Waterford 38, Highland 22. This is Regional Championship Basketball on WKLM.
MEB Systems, area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
Ready to hit the road toward a high-demand career? Buckeye Career Center is proud to participate in the Ohio Commercial Truck Driver Student Aid Program. This state-funded initiative helps cover the cost of your CDL training through grants and loans offered by the state of Ohio. Don't miss this opportunity to start a rewarding career. Call Buckeye Career Center's Adult Education Department at 330-339-2288 today to learn more or to apply for the program. You can also visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org for more information.
Waterford outscored Highland 14-8 in that third quarter, and they have a 16-point lead to begin the fourth quarter of play. It'll be Waterford basketball first to begin the fourth quarter of action, just as it was to begin the third quarter. In battle by Sori goes to the hands down Brindley Popmeyer. She'll spin around across the timeline. Gets the handoff out top down to Sori. Poke close, and there's a steal by Macy Mullen. Back to Evie Mast. Pass to the foul line. Inside, going to be stolen away by Kendall Sori. Good recovery defensively by the Wildcats. And that'll be the eighth turnover on Highland. Inside goes to Malik. Right quarter pass now on the three-pointer by Popmeyer. Going to be no good. Rebound fought for. And grabbed finally by Evie Mast. Gets the handoff to Macy Mullen. Mullen into the front court goes to Trish Troyer. Troyer, three-pointer for the quarter, is going to be knocked down. Huge basket for Highland. Trish Troyer knocks down the three-pointer.
And it took us a long time to get there, but that's the first Highland three-pointer of the ball game.
Troyer has 9. Here's the pass by Wagner across the timeline. Into the corner now. Malik, head fake, drive, runner by Malik. Left hand, that's no good. Rebound by Smithberger. Her putback no good. Rebound going to be tied up between Smithberger and Joplin Yoder. Arrow does point to Highland. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Jake Seidel. Highland 0 for 5 on three-point tries. Waterford 0 for 3. Highland 2 for 6 from two-point range for 33%. Waterford 6 for 9 for a scorching 67%. Highland 4 of 5 for the foul line for 80%. Waterford was 2 of 3 for 67%. And Waterford out-rebounding Highland 8 to 7. Here's a drive runner by Trish Troyer. Going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Going to be tied up again. This time Arrow points to Waterford. And each team had four turnovers in that third quarter as well. 38-25, Waterford early in the fourth quarter. Fulker pressure on by Highland. And batted by Smithberger to Kendall Suring. Back to Smithberger in the backcourt. She'll find Wagner. He's back in the ballgame now. She'll dribble it across the timeline. Wagner picks it up too soon. Her pass right corner. Received now by Malik inside to Kendall Suring. Suring back out top of it. She'll be bumped and fouled by Macy Mullett. And Mullett, I believe that's her fourth personal foul.
And it will be her fourth. She wasn't happy about the call. I think she feels like she's had that on her the entire ball game. Now she's going to go sit down, and Perrin Mishler is going to have to check in here, and probably the biggest portion of her small career.
And batted by Suri into the hands of Elsie Malik. Crossover out top. Finds Popmeyer, who dribbles the top of the key. Her pass deflected, stolen away by Joplin Yoder. Yoder to the basket. Her layup is going to be blocked, but a foul is called as Popmeyer went after her. And that'll be the first team foul of Waterford in the fourth quarter. Popmeyer has third, and here's Joplin Yoder to the foul line on a huge steal on that jump pass attempt by Popmeyer. Joplin Yoder, 81% free throw shooter. 6.5 to play fourth quarter. Highland trying to climb their way back in this ballgame. That free throw is up in the air. Going to be no good. Another missed free throw for the Lady Hawks. And at this point, every point matters if you're Highland. Second free throw, Joplin Yoder. That is up, and that is going to be good. 13 points now, Joplin Yoder. Highland down by 12, 38-26. Presses on, goes to Wagner. Her pass, Kendall Suri. Into the front court now. Yeah, we're seen now by Smithberger. Back on the right side. Here's the dribble by Kendall Suri. Back out top, Popmeyer. Dribbles the top of the key on the right side. Received now by Hurley. Out top now to Kendall Suri. Left point to Wagner. Wagner dribbles the top of the key. Bumped in foul by Joplin Yoder. And that's going to be the second team foul. Highland Joplin, her fourth personal foul. All of a sudden, the officials calling it awfully close.
And
not a reach-in. It was a body up there at the top of the key.
And that same play was just called an offensive foul at the end of the third quarter on Joplin Yoder. So I just don't get it.
Critical call. She has to check out, and she won't be out very long. Weaver checks in. So Tori Weaver back in after she was knocked to the floor earlier in that first half. Back in for the first time since then. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be a turnover on Waterford, their 15th. Highland basketball with, again, Joplin Yoder on the bench momentarily. And Highland down by 12. Here's Edie Mast across the timeline. Dribbles it high in the left. Down to the right wing. Out top now, Trish Troy. Her three-pointers up in the air going to be no good. Rebound hauled in by Kendall Suri. She'll race it to the front court. Back out top goes to Popmeyer. She'll find Wagner. Left wing in the pass, Malik. Out top, Kendall Suri. 5:40 to play fourth quarter. On the right side, here's Popmeyer. Back in the left wing, back to Kendall Suri. Her three-pointer going to be good.
She can't miss tonight. She has missed five shots all night.
26 points, timeout called. 5.5 to go. 41-26 Waterford. This is Regional Championship Basketball on WKLM.
At Pomerania Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomerania is just around the corner. Find a location at Pomerania. Hospital.org.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
And stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Millersburg Tire Service. Michael Hamlin reporting the area tournament scores for you every 15 minutes all the way until midnight. Highland basketball out of the timeout. Joplin Yoder, of course, back in the ballgame with the four personal fouls. Mullis to the front court. Pass left side. Trish Troyer. Out top Joplin Yoder. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Corralled by Edie Mast. Highland ball again. Inside Joplin Yoder. Backs it in. Joplin. Shot up. Going to be called for the offensive foul again. And now she fouls out. Called for pushing off on Wagner. And Joplin Yoder will foul out with 5:13 to play.
And I know the Academy Awards aren't till tomorrow night, but you can go ahead and give Wagner an Oscar right now. She was falling down before contact was even made.
So Joplin Yoder will foul out with 13 points with 5:13 to go, and the Lady Hawks will have to do it the rest of the way without her. And down by 15. Fulker presses on. Inbounded, going to be received now by the far side by Surrey. Back to Wagner, into the front court now to Kendall Surrey. Surrey in the left wing. Back in the corner now. We're grabbed by Pottmeyer. Lobs it out top to Wagner. Dumps it inside now to Kendall Surrey. On the left wing. Here's a three-pointer player by Pottmeyer. Is good. And Lee Pottmeyer has 7, 44-26 Waterford. Highland ball. Into the quarter, Para Mishler. Mishler drive to the lane. Their pass deflected, goes out of bounds. That's off the hands of Elsie Malik. Highland will keep the basketball, but down by 18 now with 4:46 to go. Macy Molitu inbound for Highland. Her pass thrown away and stolen by Wagner. Has it tied up by Habiger.
Nope, they called a foul, I think. Yep, that's going to be the second on Habiger.
13 foul on Highland.
Ninth turnover on the Hawks.
Fulker pressure on. It'll be Avery Smithberger to inbound the basketball. She does over to Pottmeyer, back to Smithberger. She'll be bumped and fouled again by Habiger. Habiger will pick up her third personal foul, now 14 fouls on the Lady Hawks. Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash Plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube, State Route 83, Millersburg. That was actually the 15th foul in Highland, so double bonus now. Smithberger with the free throw going to be no good on the first attempt. She has 2 points on the evening. 4:40 to play. And that free throw going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound corralled by Ellie Habiger. Highland basketball. Macy Mullet to the front court. Over to Habiger. Left side now to Trish Troyer. Troyer dribbles it into the corner. Now the pair of Mishler. Drive to the lane. Mishler floater up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound to Wagner. Atla pass goes front court to Kendall Surrey. Waterford basketball, an 18-point lead. Stolen away by Macy Mullet. Mullet in transition to the basket. Her layup, Athena layup is going to be good. Mullet has her first points of the night. Now Highland down by 16 with Surrey across the timeline. Double team. Out top to Wagner. Left side back over to Hurley. Back to Surrey, we're on the foul line. Wagner inside goes a cutting Smithberger. She lays it up and in. Outstanding passing for the Wildcats. Smithberger has 4 with 3:44 to go, and Waterford in command with a timeout of 46-28. This is regional championship basketball on WKLM.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
A reminder also that Garaway-Coshocton boys district championship game is on YouTube. Right now, Garaway has a 38-34 lead in the fourth quarter, and that is on YouTube on WKLM. Ball thrown away. Here's the steal off the, as play resumes, by Burley Pottmeyer, I should say. And Highland has their 10th turnover of the game. Back out top to Elsie Malik, 3:30 to play. And Waterford has an 18-point lead. Back into the corner, Kendall Suri. Crosser pass out top. Here's Malik. Drive, lane. Malik, layup is going to be good. Rebound put back no good by Wagner. Rebound put back going to be no good by Malik. Rebound again by Malik, put back no good. Rebound by Ellie Haberger, and now a foul is going to be called. Going to call that, apparently, on Haberger. After Malik was already down. So Haberger going to have her fourth personal foul. So obviously going to be a double bonus situation, as it is the rest of the way, in favor of Waterford. 3:12 to go. At the foul line, Elsie Malik. Malik has 7 points on the evening. 46-28 Waterford in the regional championship. That free throw up in the air, it's going to be no good. Waterford has been to the, has won a regional title 3 times in the last 5 seasons. Said 7 times in the last 10 years for them. Christopher Highland. Been there plenty of times. That free throw no good as well. Rebound goes to Haberger.
What's the old phrase, Matt? The ball don't lie?
Yeah, I guess so. Macy Mullis pass. Left side, Trish Troyer. Troyer to the corner. Her three-pointer up in the air. Going to be good. What a shot. But a follow-away three-pointer from the corner by Trish Troyer. She has 12 points. Suri across the timeline. Her pass out top, Wagner on the right wing. Here's Malik, double team. Adam Wagner, left point back to Kendall Suri. Into the corner now. Over to Hurley. Inside, nice look to a backdoor cutting. Brindley Pottmeyer, who grabs it and lays it in. Pottmeyer now has 9 points.
3 for 4 from two-point range tonight.
48-31 Waterford, 2.5 to play. Three-pointer by Trish Troyer. Meanwhile, that is going to be good again. Trying to get Highland back in this ballgame. Her third three-pointer of the fourth quarter. Timeout called, 48-34 Waterford, 2:25 to play. This is regional championship basketball on WKLM. Souls in Berlin wishes good luck to all Holmes County coaches, players, and families on the tournament trail. They also invite you to stop in and see all the new spring items they have to offer, including potting benches and glass window boxes. If you're looking for a one-of-a-kind unique item, including a large selection of hot sauces, marinara, and salsas to share with the community, visit Saul's online at saulsinberlin.com or find them on Facebook. Again, once again, the Garaway-Coshocta game, boys Division 5 District Championship game. That is on YouTube, on the WKLM YouTube page, on Stream 2 on WKLMFM.com. Right now, Garaway has a 6-point lead, 40-34, but 2:08 to play in the fourth quarter in that game. Waterford basketball after the 3 3-point baskets by Trish Troyer in this fourth quarter, getting Highland back to within 14 with 2.5 to go. Full court pressure is on. Inbound a grab to the backcourt by Pottmeyer. She'll throw it away and somehow grabbed by Malik. Now stolen by Macy Mullet. Mullet double team. Looking around, gets a pass off, goes to Haberger. Out top, Evie Mast. Now to Trish Troyer. Thought about it, should have shot it. Now picks it up. Now to Perra Mishler. Mishler to the basket. Her pass goes to Evie Mast. Back out top to Macy Mullet. Mullet drive. Mullet takes the right wing back to Troyer. Troyer thought about it. Down to the foul line, to the baseline. Her layup high in the air goes over to Perrin Mishler, who grabs it. Mishler has it stolen away. Now to Kendall Suring. 1:45 to play. And now a technical on Brady Schlabel. And Schlabel, I think, wanted to make sure he got the official's attention. He finally does that with 1:44 to play. By as much as anything, want to kind of make a point here toward the end of this ballgame.
And all the officials going to get together here. This might not be good for Coach Schlabel.
Clock has stopped with 1:44 to go in the fourth quarter. And the technical on Brady Schlabel, 48-34. And it'll be technical free throws for Avery Wagner. The 6'4 senior steps to the charity stripe. Wagner, free throws up. It's going to be good. Wagner, her third point tonight. She had not scored since the first quarter. But we know what the kind of force she's been on that defensive end. That free throws up. Going to be no good. And, of course, the Wildcats will get the ball as well. Smith-Werner checks in. Out is going to be Ava Hurley. 49-34 Wildcats here in the regional championship game. And the win man is going to be Smithberger here at side court. Does so. Over to Pottmeyer, back to Smithberger. Dribbles the right wing, gets the hand off. Here's Kendall Suri out top, spins around. Back over to Pottmeyer, back to Suri. into the corner, goes over to Malik. Now to Surya, high on the left, 1.5 to play in the fourth. Back on the right side, here is Smithberger. Into the corner, finds Wagner, finds Surrey. Now top down on the pass. And the dribble. As they play keep away right now, do the Wildcats. With 1:18 and counting. Smithberger on the left side, no foul right now. Here's Malik. Now top Surrey. As they work all around the perimeter. Mass tried for the foul, didn't call it. 49-34 Waterford, and Waterford going to capture their second consecutive regional championship. Finishes the state runner-up a season ago. Did Waterford. Now a foul on Ellie Habiger.
And that'll be her fifth.
So Habiger, a senior, will foul out with 53 seconds to play. And Habiger, certainly a contributor throughout her high school career, Jake, but she really elevated her game her senior year. She's been outstanding all season long for this Highland Lady Hawk team.
As you see a moment between her and Joplin on the bench there, you know, they both, throughout their time here, we've seen them take such big steps rebounding defensively, and those are, I'll say, probably two of the greats that I've seen ever play at Highland.
Free throw no good on the first attempt by Malik. As Trish Troyer will check out. Trish Troyer, another senior for Highland, and the sharpshooter for this Highland team. She's had a terrific postseason as Trish Troyer.
She had a great season from behind the arc again. And, you know, three threes today here in the fourth quarter. But it's going to be another one of those ones you're going to be hard to find someone to take that step next year.
Malik, second free throw good. 50 seconds to go. Pair of Mistlers out there. Torrey Weaver back out there. Macy Miller checks in the four for Highland. Sienna Immel also out on the four. And a pass goes from the left side by Peyton Yoder, the 5'6 freshman. Here's Pair of Mistler. Back over to Peyton Yoder. 35 seconds to play. Now Mistler dribbles it out top. Back near the midcourt line. Final 29 seconds. Mistler will be fouled. That time by Pottmeyer gets the foul. Her fourth personal, second team foul, Waterford. That's going to allow somebody to check in here for Waterford. Yeah, Gracie Hartline, 5'5 sophomore. So Waterford gets some players in. 27 seconds to go.
Kira Ponchak going to check in, too.
Ella Stryker.
Just sending one to the table right after another.
Ansley Wagner.
104 to go in that Garaway-Coshocton game on YouTube. Garaway right now 45-39 lead in that game. Weaver inbounds. It goes to Perrin Mishler. Mishler top of the key. On the left side, here's Macy Miller. Out top of the pass now. Three-pointer up in the air by Peyton Yoder. No good. Rebound snapped in the hands now. Where it's going to be corralled by Kara Ponchek. 5'5 junior for the Wildcats. Hits the hand off the Gracie Hart line. Our line back over to Ava Hurley. Also out there is Ella Schweikert, 5'9 junior. Back out top to Ponchak. And that'll do it for the game. And the final score, Waterford. Their second consecutive regional championship as they win at 50-34 over Highland. Waterford improves the record now 25-1. They won 15 straight. They'll move on to the state semifinals next Friday. For Highland with the loss, they'll end their season with a record of 22-5, snapping a four-game winning streak. Again, the final tonight, Waterford capturing the regional championship with the 50-34 win over Highland. And we'll be back around to pick up the runner-up ceremony after this on WKLM.
Once again, according to the OHS.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Again, Waterford captures their second consecutive regional championship. They win it 50-34 over Highland. And we'll be picking up the runner-up ceremony for the Highland Lady Hawks as we speak here from Logan High School.
Stephanie Evans and Mark Rose, representing the OHSAA Board of Directors, will present tonight's regional runner-up and regional champion trophies. First, for the 2025 regional runner-up Highland High School. A Assisting in the presentation is Athletic Director Cedar Bonifat. Ladies, when your name is called, please go forward. Number two, Macy Mullet. Number three, Ellie Hamager. Number five, Victoria Weaver. Number 11, Evie Mast. Number 12, Easton Miller. Number 13, Sienna Emil. Number 15, Trish Troyer. Number 22, Macy Miller. Number 31, Megan Yoder. Number 35, Joplin Yoder. Number 40, Harley Weaver. And number 41, Aaron Bischler. Captains of Highland, please come forward for the presentation of the team trophy. Congratulations, ladies, on a very well done season. Let's give them a big round of applause, please.
Once again, the runner-up ceremony for Highland, of course, they finish up with a run-up here in the regional finals. Waterford gets the win tonight, 50-34. Back with the final numbers right after this on WKLM. MEV Systems, a name that has been around since 1977. It is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEV Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door, from access control systems to camera installations and gate operators. They're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
At Pomeranian Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomeranian is just around the corner. Find a location at Pomeranian. Hospital.org.
Holmes Limestone Company of Berlin is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes. They understand scholar athletes work hard in the gym and in the classroom, spending long hours, late nights, and sacrifices for not only their personal goals, but also their team. Your friends at Holmes Limestone have been in business since 1948, and they are located on State Route 39 east of Berwyn. Holmes Limestone would like to take this opportunity to salute parents, coaches, teachers, and athletes for their hard work and dedication throughout the year. Holmes Limestone, proud to be a part of your community.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware and MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry with solid forge brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
It is the final tonight in Girls Division 7 Regional Championship Basketball from Logan. Waterford captures their second consecutive regional titles. They went at 50-34 over Highland tonight. Waterford led 10-6 after one. Back and forth first quarter that saw three ties and two lead changes. But Waterford had that four-point lead after one. Then they would outscore Highland 14-8 in the second quarter, and Waterford had a 24-14 lead at the half. Waterford outscoring Highland 14-8 in the third quarter, leading 38-22 through three, and they get the win 50-34 over the Highland Lady Hawks. Take a look at the individual scoring leaders for Waterford. It was Kendall Surrey was outstanding tonight. As for Surrey is concerned, she was 1-for-1 from two-point range, but also 10-for-14 from two-point range, so missed just four shots tonight from the floor. 3-for-3 from the, three or four, I should say, from the foul line. Kendall Surrey finished up with a game high of 26 points. Also scoring tonight for Waterford, it was Brindley Pottmeyer just missing double figures. Pottmeyer was 1-of-3 on three-point tries, 3-for-4 from two-point range. Her total was 9 points. 8 points also scored by Elsie Malik. 4 points for Avery Smithberger and 3 for Avery Wagner. Rounded out the Waterford total of 50 points. For Highland, leading the way, two players in double figures, and Trish Troyer led the way. Troyer in double figures for the 11th time of the year and also the third time in postseason play. She was 3 points shy of tying her season high. As far as Troyer is concerned on the evening, she would go 3-for-5 from long distance, 2-for-6 for two-point range, 2-for-2 from the foul line. Trish Troyer finished up with 15 points. Joplin Yoder also in double figures, as she fouled out with 5:13 to play. As for Joplin, she's in double figures for the fifth time in postseason play and also the 24th time on the year. Joplin Yoder, before she fouled out, would go 0-for-4 on three-point drives, but she was 4-for-9 from two-point range, 5-of-7 from the foul line. Joplin Yoder finished up with 13 points. Also, 2 points apiece for Macy Mullet as well as Ellie Habiger and Tori Weaver rounded out the Highland point total of 34. Final score, Waterford capturing their second consecutive regional championship. They win at 50-34 over Highland. Now with the final team numbers, here's Jake Seidel.
Thanks, Matt. Highland shot 3 of 15 from downtown. All three of those coming from Trish Troyer, 20% on the night overall. They were 10 of 28 for 36% from two-point range. 13 for 43 for 30% from the floor overall tonight. Waterford, 3 of 11 from downtown, 27%. 18 of 35 for a blazing 51% from two-point range. Shot a combined 21 for 46 for 46%. Highland was 7 of 10 for 70% from the charity stripe. Meanwhile, Waterford was 5 of 11 for 45% from the charity stripe. Rebounding edge to the Wildcats, 38-25. Wildcats turned it over 17 times compared to 11 by the Highland Hawks.
Individual rebound leaders for Waterford, Avery Wagner finished up with 11 rebounds and also 5 rebounds apiece for Elsie Malik as well as Kendall Surrey and Avery Smithberger. And for Highland, leading the way for them, it was 6 rebounds, Joplin Yoder. She had 5 at the offensive end and also 5 rebounds for Ellie Habiger as well on the evening. Final score, Waterford wins at 50-34 over Highland, their second consecutive regional championship. And Waterford, a team, they've been in position before, and they're able to come through once again, and really an outstanding Waterford team to get this win again here tonight.
Yeah, they came out and knew what they had to do to get the victory, and they did just that. I remember you and I saw them against Tuskegee Valley at the Classic in the Country, and they looked good then, and they carried that all the way to now. And I would not be surprised to see this team make another run at Dayton now down in Division 7. They'll have a state semifinal game next week, and It'll be interesting to see how that whole Division 7 Final Four draws out.
Garaway hangs on, by the way. They win it 52-51. A three-pointer there at the end by Coshocta, but Garaway gets the one-point victory. So Garaway does indeed capture the district championship tonight, so they will be moving on to the regional tournament. For Highland, they fall short, again, to a terrific Waterford team. Not too many teams have, a 6'4 player on their team here. And, of course, Kendall Story pretty good in her own right with the 26 points. But for Highland, you look at what they've had throughout the season. Of course, Joplin, you know, terrific season. Now they're going to be going on to play at Ashland University, and they're going to be getting a good one. They know that. Joplin Yoder, 13 points tonight before the foul out, but Joplin, outstanding senior season for her.
And I think we all knew coming into it, she was going to be something to watch this year. And, you know, over the this is my third basketball season with WKLM, and just it's been kind of an honor to watch her progress over these last 3 years. And like I said, it's not going to be easy to have someone step into her shoes right away next year, but a fantastic season. And, of course, we wish her luck as she goes and tries to help out the Ashland Eagles next year.
Our Thudanik players of the game are going to go ahead and give it to the three seniors, Trish Troyer, Ellie Hadberger, and Joplin Yoder. And we, of course, sent some things about Ellie there toward the end of the broadcast also, what kind of a terrific senior season she has. And she's really, you look at the improvement of a player, and she's just really come a long way since she was a freshman to where she is right now with Ellie. And, of course, Trish Troyer kind of missed 1 year, came back, and good thing she did because she's been a big help with the way she's been able to shoot the basketball as well.
When you just look back at her career last year, that game against West Holmes comes, what was it, two shots away from tying the career, Highland single game three-pointer record, and then we saw her have a great game in the sectional or the district semifinal last week, and really having someone out there that can shoot like that helped out your Ellies and your Joplins. They were able to get open down low, but really just Ellie, a great job defensively all season long, able to get in there, crashed the offensive boards, and was really having herself a great season on the offensive boards. And then you look at Trish, again, that threat from outside, but she'd get in there and dive for those loose balls. And that's just something you can't teach, that dedication to your team and putting your body on the line to help get a win.
And for Highland, obviously, they have lofty expectations every year to get to the state every single season. When you have those kind of expectations, anything short of that, you're going to be disappointed. And that's when you have a terrific program like Highland. Not every team has those kind of expectations. Highland puts that on their shoulders every single year. But again, you look at last year, unbelievable season to get to the regional finals. Another unbelievable season this year to get to the regional championship game. How many teams never get even to the regional tournament? For Highland, you know, they get a loss. I'm sure they'll be disappointed tonight to get this loss. And they'll be right back at it here in the offseason. You know, they're going to put together another run here again next season as well.
Well, if you just look at, we saw Macy Miller and Perrin Mishler at many times throughout the season this year. They're going to be the foundation that the next 3 years of Highland Hawks basketball is built off. I've also, you know, hearing the numbers are starting to creep back up there, and that's going to be huge. And you're losing a lot of talent, but, you know, you've got Tori Weaver and Evie Mass coming back next year. That's nothing to sneeze about building a team around.
All right, that'll just about do it for us here from Logan High School. We want to thank our video live stream partners, Claxton Communications, of course, allowing us to bring you this live stream coverage for this evening. Casey Claxton producing tonight's live stream coverage, and Sammy Hall doing a great job working the camera as well. And, of course, to Michael Hammond back at the studio. Stay tuned tonight. We'll have, of course, reports on the West Holmes wrestlers who competed on the day two of the district wrestling tournament. We have a few guys going to be moving on to the state. We'll have reports for Scott Vaughn on that. They'll be airing tonight on WKLM. And, of course, we'll have high school scoreboard as well, all the area basketball scores coming your way all the way until midnight. Of course, the Garaway Pirates, they were able to win their district title tonight. They'll be moving on to the regional, so we'll have that for you. I believe they play next Friday in the regional semifinals, and that'll be over at Ohio University in Athens, so stay tuned for that the next week as far as basketball is concerned. Basketball not quite over just yet here, as we'll have some more coming your way certainly next week. That'll wrap things up for us. Again, for Jake Seidel, I'm Matt Croy, Michael Hammond back at the studio. The final score in girls, Division 7 regional championship basketball from Logan. It was Waterford 50 in Highland 34. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.